Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da!
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
3!
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back to the pod. This is the podcast where we talk about shit. No, just kidding.
Everything that you want to hear. And you know what's great is we've been talking about this the last few weeks. This mix is brought to you by Hisense. Hisense Smart 4K OLED TVs. Thank you to our sponsor. And you know what? You want to level up your viewing experience? How do they do that, Rika G?
You know what? I think you should continue telling them.
Well, here's how it goes. So Hisense, it's a recognized as a global provider of flat panel TVs and household appliances. It's also powered by a lot of things, including the HiView engine, an AI-powered technology that enables fast graphic processing. And of course, with all that, it guarantees the finest image and the clearest motion in everything that you watch. You know?
Hell yeah. Let me give you something more. Okay.
Write it down.
Hisense TVs also run on the Vita U Smart operating system. And, you know, it's fast, it's easy to set up, and has a simplified interface for easier use. So, you know, you can watch swiftly, right?
Swiftly.
I know. That's a big word. Swifter.
You know?
It comes with pre-installed apps such as Netflix, YouTube, Prime Video, NBA TV, Facebook Watch, and a lot of other stuff.
Yep. So with Hisense TV, it's never felt so real. You can get your Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV now, and you get a free soundbar for every purchase. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide. And also, if you want to do it online, it's on Lazada and Shopee. And if you want to check them out, they're at Hisense Global on Facebook, at Hisense PH on Instagram, or visit Hisense.com.ph. That's Hisense.com.ph. We'll tell you more about them in a bit, but let's talk about the show, Rika G.
What's up? Okay, so welcome to the podcast. We do this every week, and hopefully you're also here every single week. And tell your friends, my God.
Yeah, give us a 5 stars.
Come on, man. Come on. Give us something. Yeah, no, just kidding. No, but yeah, so we do talk about a bunch of stuff. We talk about our lives first, which is called Where You Been, and then our TTs. What are our TTs?
Our TTs, or trending topics for today. We're talking a unique COVID outbreak. This one involving, I never heard of it before until this week. Hamsters. Yeah.
Hamsters.
Pet hamsters. So we're going to talk about a crazy hamster COVID outbreak that's happening in Hong Kong and what they're doing about it. It's kind of brutal, if you ask me. We'll talk about that. We also have some lighter news involving Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. They just announced the birth of their child via surrogate. And the last thing, this one is kind of one of the hot button topics, because we're not going to talk about the presidential candidate interviews, but it's one of the things that also involves the elections next year. Vice President candidate Sara Duterte and her plan to make military service mandatory if she gets elected as vice president. That's going to be one of her plans if she is to get elected. And I think it's an interesting topic to discuss. And you can skip straight to the TTs if you want. Just go to the timestamps listed in the description below. But without further ado, let's do Where You Been first, where we talk about all the cool shit we did this week. What'd you do,
man? You know what I did? I chopped some garlic, chopped some onion, and then I cooked something, and I had to wash everything by myself. And then I have to do that again all over the same day, the next day.
No, so you wash your dishes after every use?
After I eat.
Oh.
So, you know, I vape first and shit. So,
right.
Okay. So this week wasn't really, it was such a blur. Mentally, I must say, I am not okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me laugh about it like that first. Okay. So anyway, it's just that a lot of things are going on and I feel like I dropped the ball somewhere. I feel like this week, especially, I dropped the ball on working on myself and my apartment. So I've been focusing on other stuff. And at one point I was telling myself, you know what? It's okay to give yourself the weekend, to just like chillax, maybe not take a shift at 1C. And thankfully my partner there is very understanding. But let me start last Thursday. Actually, last Thursday, I took a leave from work. I had, like a gig in the morning and then I also biked with friends. We went to, it was just like short city bike ride. We went to, Makati. We went to like one of the parks there, like one of the parks beside Legazpi Park. We parked our bikes and then I also prepared some sandwiches. So we had a sandwich there. We talked, we laughed, and then, we went to 1C to have some coffee. And I also didn't take a shift at 1C that day because I just needed a quick break. Friday happened. Of course, I had to do some work. And it was just crazy. Even the weekend shift that I had at 1C was pretty crazy.
Yeah, how's business?
Business is pretty, thankfully, business is steady. It's popping. You know, we're meeting a lot of people. People are loving the space. And I'm very excited for what's to come because we also met with somebody to partner with.
Ooh.
Maybe something new. We don't know. Okay. We're going to do like R&D this week. So yeah. Saturday, I was just there. I was actually supposed to do something on Saturday, but I decided to just go to 1C and do a shift. And then Sunday, what did I do? Oh, well, you know, I just stayed here in the condo. Well, I did some stuff for my parents, of course. Like it was my dad's birthday. Oh, right. Friday was my dad's birthday. So I just went home. Oh, for
happy
dinner.
Birthday, Tito.
Yeah. And then for Sunday, we also had like a quick lunch. And then I went home here at the condo to also whip up something nice for me and my friend. And I, you know what? I saw this one good looking, like, dish on Instagram and I told myself I just had to replicate it. So it's basically bread and then you toast it, you put cream cheese, you put shaved cucumber so that it's thin and it's light, and then you roll it, you put it on top, and then you put a crab stick on top too. And then it's like different textures and like it's really good. And then I also cooked like grilled chicken in, what do you call this? Mushroom gravy sauce or something. It tasted wonderful. Okay. Oh. You best believe it was wonderful. Right. Well, it was also pretty easy because, you know, it's just like I whipped it up like, just put in mushroom soup, like, you know, mushroom soup in a can, and then some milk and then some mushrooms and butter. Anything with butter, honestly, is really good. Okay. And then Monday was more of like a break time for me. Although I still had radio in the morning. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. I had work from home that day and, I stayed home the whole day. I only biked to Capitol Commons to get something for my mom. And then that's it. I was just in my chair, on my chair the whole day, which wasn't that exciting.
Right.
Today is a Tuesday. We're recording on a Tuesday. I had to do some errands again for my parents. And then a friend went with me to like do all the errands, had coffee at 1C, did a quick shift, and then went home, really. So
nice. Watch anything new this week? Anything
you know,
entertainment?
You know what? Nothing really. Nothing. I was just I was running around like a headless chicken, and like I told you, I feel like mentally not in a good state. But I'm gonna take a break. It's gonna be great. I am hopeful, and we're here. I think it's okay to focus on work at some point.
Yeah, 100%.
And I did all of like my to-do list for this week for like my apartment, and I did work out. So at the very least, you know, it's one day at a time. One day at a time. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
Hi, Finn.
Finny.
I got some stuff to talk about this week, man. Well, I've been biking everywhere. Not strictly, but mostly BGC. And the thing about BGC, you bike there sometimes, right? Do you memorize the layout of BGC? I get so confused where I am.
I kind of know now because I've been biking there a lot the past few months. But before, I was just like raw dogging it, dude. Like, voila.
Raw dogging the ride.
It's just like, whatever, wherever it takes me, I'm just going to go there.
My point of like my compass is if I see High Street, like I kind of know where to go to like different places around BGC, but I haven't really, I feel like I've been all around BGC. I wouldn't know how to get from point A to point B unless I see High Street and like, oh, okay, it's on this side of High Street. So yeah, I've been biking a lot, trying to get back into shape. I've been eating a lot of, I'm thinking about it. The term flexitarian, is that the term? What I'm thinking about, it's like you're primarily vegetables, but you have like meat interspersed. So it's not like you're strictly vegetarian. Okay. But I think the way most people use it, the term is used is if you like go vegetarian for like maybe like three, four days out of the week, and then you can eat like normal, not normal, but I mean like not vegetarian on the other days. Cause I've discovered the joys. And I know you're not a big fan of kimchi soup, friend.
I'm not a big fan, but I'm kind of getting it why people like it. Parang asya kasing sinigang, you know, maasim na soup. Yeah.
Dude, so also first of all, shout! I haven't given you yours yet, but we got a gift from the a Leche fan from Gimchi Kitchen.
Oh right,
yeah, G I M C H I Kitchen, and dude, their kimchi is bomb. I actually finished it in a day. But Gimchi Kitchen, but I've just been using kimchi in general to make kimchi soup. So I just put water. I don't even know if it's the right way to do it, but I put water. I put kimchi, and I've been experimenting with gochujang, which I think is like super like clutch. Like, if you haven't put gochujang in water to make a soup, I think it's really the game changer there. And then tofu, and then I got vegetables. So for one whole day earlier this week, I didn't eat any meat, and I didn't feel like I was deprived or anything. So I was like, oh, maybe I can actually maybe do this 2 or 3 days a week where I don't really eat meat. And I've been feeling more energetic. I've been lessening the carbs and shit. My gym going is a little bit inconsistent, but my diet has been pretty good, man. So that's what's new with me in terms of trying to get back into shape. I watched some movies, Rika G. Actually, I messaged you about one of them that I watched. I even posted about it on my IG stories because I've never seen this movie until I watched it last week. But it's always been recommended on Reddit. I always see it on Reddit. It's called The Way, Way Back. And if you like coming-of-age movies like, you know, Perks of Being a Wallflower, and I mean, there's so many coming-of-age movies. Dude, The Way, Way Back is, I think it's up there.
Wait, was that the one you posted on your Instagram story?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like a legit good movie. Okay, let me put that on my list. Okay, whoa, what is happening to my... That is some phlegm over there. It's living in my throat.
Okay. Yeah, but dude, that movie is so good. Like, I think it's got to crack my like... top 10 movies of all time.
It's not on Netflix, is it?
It's not on Netflix, it's unfortunately. Not on Netflix.
Unfortunately, my friend.
Yeah, so Special Agent John's going to be peeking. But if you have a chance to watch it, the way, way back, it stars this guy, this kid, I don't know his name, but I guess the biggest name actors in there are, what's your name? Colette?
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette, yeah.
From Hereditary.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Steve Carell from The Office, and the my favorite character in the whole movie, played by Sam Rockwell, who's never bad in any movie that he's in. That I've seen, so I don't know. It's like a summer movie, it's set during the summertime, but it just makes me feel like a kid again. I don't know. Just that movie's so good. I cannot speak higher. I don't. What's the? I cannot speak
highlier.
I highly recommend checking that. And because of that, I actually had a friend because I posted it on my IG stories. So I had a friend who messaged me like, oh, yeah, this movie's great. And I said, hey, what are other good like coming of age movies? So I've watched a lot of them, but he gave me a huge list. I haven't tackled them all yet, but I have on my current to watch list this week. I have The Art of Getting By, Submarine, which I haven't seen either. So those are the two that I'm going to watch. But man, like it really is like one of my favorite movies. And I don't think it's recency bias because sometimes you watch something, right? That was awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's like the best movie I've ever seen. But really, I think it falls in the top 10 for me. So to the Leche fans, go check it out and let me know what you think, if you really enjoyed it. I watched some older movies that I'd never seen for the first time as well. Have you ever seen Fargo?
I think so. Or no. I'm thinking of Argo.
Argo.
Oh, is it Argo?
The Ben Affleck movie?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Argo.
That movie's okay. That one, Best Picture, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's like, what do you call that? Like a suspense movie? So.
Yeah.
And isn't it's real, like true story? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
But yeah, I watched Fargo. It's directed by the Coen brothers, and they've done a lot of iconic movies like, what's that? The Big Lebowski, which I absolutely dislike. A lot of people love that movie. I hate it. But Fargo, same thing. Like a lot of people, if you look at people who talk praise about Fargo, like it's praised so highly by a lot of people. It was just sucks lang for me, Fargo.
Is it a comedy or no?
It's a dark comedy.
Okay.
It's a crime, dark crime comedy. It's mostly drama, but there's like some funny parts in there. It was okay. I know there's a TV show, which is also highly praised. Like there's a Fargo TV show. It's 4 seasons and every season is like, it's a new story. Para siyang True Detective. If you've ever seen True Detective, I haven't seen Fargo yet, the show, but I hear it's good. But the movie itself was whatever lang for me. So I don't know. But it won some awards, best actress for,
wait, it's not a recent movie, right?
No, Fargo came out in 1996.
Yeah, and I know like it's been referenced in like different TV shows and shit.
Yeah, it's like people call it like one of the movies at the time that was like did something very, I guess, unique. Maybe that's why I didn't really like it that much. Maybe because I've seen so many movies that took like paid homage to it already, so maybe it wasn't anything groundbreaking. But maybe at the time. But I just, it was okay. So I watched that. I watched a movie called Swingers that stars Jon Favreau.
Why?
No.
Swinging?
No. It's about the swing music era, like in the early, like late 90s.
That is such a misleading title, dude.
But it does involve, a lot of
like actual singing?
Guys talking, like trying to pick up women. So in a sense, I guess there's some element of, you know, sexual whatever. But it's not a raunchy movie. It's got Vince Vaughn in it too. So I enjoyed watching that. It was okay. It was pretty enjoyable. Jon Favreau was, you know, I don't really see him act in that many movies. If you don't know Jon Favreau, he plays Happy. Yeah. In Spider-Man, and
he must be so loaded right now,
super dude, because he's the
producer. Yeah,
he saved like the Star Wars universe with Mandalorian and shit, which is a great show. Yeah. John Favreau.
And then he's also a good actor. Like, yeah, he does not fail.
Yeah. Actually, this is because he's a comedian, right? Like, I watched two movies with him this week for what I don't know why it just happened. So I watched I Love You, Man. I don't know if you've ever seen I Love You, Man.
I think I've seen it
before. One of the best comedies, in my opinion. So he was a minor character. And then he's the main character in Swingers. And he's so funny in both. He's just a really good, like, he's just a really talented guy. So I watched that, and the last movie I rewatched, but I don't know if have you seen Con Air with Nicolas Cage?
I'm not a fan of those types of movies, so I have not.
That movie's however, so dope. It's so like his accent's. So
I do funny. Know that it's a good movie.
It's so fun, that. Man. I love that movie. Such a fun movie, Con Air. Have you seen The Rock? Oh, you're not a fan of that either. Like that, like
maybe
that
not.
Like Michael Bay. Like Michael Bay style.
Well, movies? I like Michael Bay movies.
Like Transformers. Like, I know you love Transformers. And shit.
Yeah. I know. I do.
We love Transformers.
I feel like I'm the only person you know who loves Transformers.
Dude, I love Transformers too.
I love Transformers. I like Pacific Rim.
I love
like
Pacific Rim.
I love Pacific Rim.
Real Steel.
I like The Kraken. What's that movie again? I like big monsters for some
how about
reason.
Like the deep sea monster, have you seen the someone with Jason Statham, the shark?
Oh, okay. the Meg. I love that
I movie,
love
dude. That movie.
Like, it doesn't make sense, but I'm like, fuck it. Yeah.
I love it, man. I love the Godzilla movie, even though they weren't well reviewed. That the most the Godzilla,
I like the Godzilla. I like Kong also, like Kong Island.
But did you watch Godzilla versus Kong?
I did.
That movie's so dope, bro.
And even the first, the Godzilla where she was protecting her babies or something.
Is it the second one? Might be the second one.
Yeah, it might be the second one, but I like that.
Man, same here, bro.
The babies, dude.
You gotta see the for real, man. The original Godzilla movie, the 1997 one with Matthew Broderick. I know what you're talking about. Where they go into Madison Square Garden with like the French guys. Yeah.
And then they find out that the Godzilla is just protecting her babies and shit.
Yeah, and then they feed her fish. Remember that?
I love that movie, man. Yeah.
So yeah, those are the movies that I watch. So if anything, to all the Leche fans out there, The Way, Way Back is the one that you got to watch. Like, let me know. That movie is so good, in my opinion. Other than that, dude, so we have a sponsor coming up in a few weeks, so I'm not gonna drop it yet, but they it included something. It's like vitamins, right? And I tried melatonin, bro, for the first time.
Ooh, how do you like it?
You know what, I didn't think it would work. It helped me go to sleep because I've been, you know, my body clock's all weird. So
it does help you go to sleep.
It does. So I haven't been going to sleep like properly. So I tried it, melatonin, and I'd like to say that it worked the last two times that I did it. So wala lang, I just wanted to share that. Like, you know, if you want to try it out, it's good for me. not medical advice, of course, but I've been sleeping better as of late. And I think that's all important, like, for, you know, mind, body, and soul purposes, because financially it's not going good.
Financially? Why?
Holy shit, bro. Dude, crypto is down again, man. Again.
Right.
It crashed again, bro. No, I'm still okay, but it's just like, you just gotta hold on for dear life, as they say. But yeah, that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. I've just been biking BGC. I've had coffee in the morning, like in BGC, like early morning, like at Denny's.
At Denny's, try Shaka. They open up at 6:30, I think.
Oh, 6:30.
Okay. It's in the circle. What do you call that?
Burgos Circle.
They open up pretty early. I see Arabica as well.
Okay. Try. See, Burgos Circle, like, I bike there, like, I've run into Burgos Circle so many times, but I wouldn't know how to get there. Like, in my mind yet. I'm trying to memorize the layout of BGC. Like, I really want to memorize it. Yeah, but yeah, Finn, that's it for me. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Let's talk hamsters, man, in Hong Kong. Okay, so there is a an outbreak. Well, you know, COVID's been going on for the last 2 years now, but there has been a COVID-19 positive hamster, believe it or not, which was it's the first ever hamster to be, diagnosed with COVID after the hamster's owner tested positive for COVID. So I don't actually know why they tested the hamster, but because of that, they have ordered a mass culling of hamsters all across Hong Kong. So
that is
all across the pet shops. It's dark, right? It's kind of dark.
That is dark.
Yeah. So at least 2,200 hamsters all as of now have already been culled. But it's kind of crazy, huh? Like,
which means animals can get it.
Yeah, animals can get it. But I guess
that's a problem.
Yeah. So the Hong Kong government has advised the public to surrender their hamsters purchased at local pet shops on or after the 22nd of December. So it's been going on for a month, I guess. They trace it back to a month ago. But that's kind of, I mean, I don't know. If you have a pet hamster, I mean, I know it's like the right thing to do, but would you? If you loved your hamster and whatnot, or like, let's say it's your dog, right? Let's just forget the hamsters in general. If they found out that dogs, you know, could get COVID or whatever, would you like give up your dog?
Look, hamster or not, animal or not, the fact that they have to kill random hamsters just because of the fear that they might carry. Why is that the first move? Why is it not like how we treat humans? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when we found out that we could get infected, nobody said, "Oh, let's kill people."
Right.
Who might get infected? It's the same thing with animals.
Maybe it's
what's the difference with being a hamster? You know what I mean? It's like it's just unfair.
Maybe it's the way they I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Like a rodent?
No. The way they multiply, because I used to have hamsters when I was young, and those things multiply like crazy.
Right.
Like it's like, I don't know if it's the same as rabbits. You know how rabbits, they have that like multiplying number or whatever you call it.
Like they have that, like people have that notion that, you know, you just like fuck that rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, looking like a rabbit.
I'm just a small goggle. I'm just kidding.
But after, like, they, according to the news, at least 77 people or 77 hamsters were surrendered. Only one tested positive for the virus. So,
okay.
Statistically,
I'm just curious why that is
the first course of action.
Yeah, I'm just curious, you know, because
maybe you're right, because they are closer to like rodents, I guess.
Na parang they don't really look at them as like a living thing.
Yeah, I mean, would you have the same reaction if rats were being culled? You know what I mean? Would you feel passionate?
Okay, honestly, I would not be, I would not do it myself. You know what I mean? Like, I would not think of killing. Because I just can't.
Okay.
I don't know why. But then again, so like,
what about like bats? You know how bats were like the cause, like one of the people are saying it's the main cause. What if bats were being culled? Would you be like, what? Okay.
You know what? That is a question because did they?
I don't know. I think, I'm not sure actually.
I feel like, diba?
Yeah. I know they stopped the selling of like
bat soup and shit. Right? Yeah.
But I mean, I guess hamsters are not used for cooking, right? So maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, so
it is
that's the
weird. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how to go about it because honestly, what if that wasn't their first move? What if that was the final resort? Wait, is that the right term? But yeah. Okay. What if, diba, they already made, like, they already did everything just so they don't have to kill the rabbits, the hamsters, but then they really have to. Maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would still be okay with it. Honestly, wala akong like tapos na answer to this question.
Fair enough.
Because it's, you know, it's a difficult thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just not for killing animals, honestly.
Okay. Fair enough. So as of now, those are the numbers that we have. I'm sure there's going to be updates to that. But any more final thoughts on the hamster culling?
Don't kill your hamsters.
Don't kill your hamsters, man. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's do the lighter news. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra.
Okay.
They announced the birth of their daughter, whose name has yet to be revealed. According to Instagram IG post from Priyanka Chopra, here's what she says verbatim. "We are overjoyed to confirm that we have welcomed a baby via surrogate. We respectfully ask for privacy during this special time as we focus on our family. Thank you so much." So congratulations to them. And of course, they're not the first celebrities to go through surrogacy. Who did it? Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
They did it, I think. When was that? I forgot which kid. North, east, west, south, blue, red? I don't know the name.
Antipolo.
Antipolo.
Alabang.
Would you... If you're going to name four kids, according to geographical locations along, I guess, Metro Manila,
Region 4A. Si Region 4. Hoy, matulog ka na Region 4A.
Oh, man.
Ano, Barzon? Kanina ka pa? Inaaway mo si ARMM. by regions, dude. Regions.
Oh, NCR, no? NCR.
Oh, syempre,
the prodigal child, NCR.
Alam mo, NCR, sakit ka talaga ng ulo eh. Bumalik sa
court. Malang yung issue mo, NCR.
Si NCR, Region 4A, Calabar Zone, ARMM.
Oh. Yeah.
Ano?
Oh, man. But yeah, there's this whole article shows a whole list of other celebrities that have used surrogacy. Neil Patrick Harris and his husband, David Burka, did it in 2010 with their twins. Dwayne Wade and actress Gabrielle Union, Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance, just to name a few. What are your thoughts on like more people adopting surrogacy? Because it's, you know, some people are kind of opposed to, not opposed, but maybe they want their own biological child and whatnot.
The thing is, I feel like, you know, like what we said before when we were talking about Lito Atienza saying that, you know, it's not natural, same-sex marriage is not natural, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's really the same with this one. Like, you know, the thing that they're referring to, which is like natural law or whatever. I mean, like it's all made by humans, you know, it is society that created all of this in our minds that we just all like before they just agreed to just, you know, pass down to generation after generation. And I feel like if it is created by humans, we can always change it. It can always change. Mm-hmm. Like we said, you know, there's no one way to create a family. So hate me or whatever, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, me neither.
And I'm a Catholic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is my religion.
Yeah.
But I do believe that, you know, whatever which way you want to have a family, as long as you're not stepping on anybody's toes, you're not hurting anybody, it's not illegal, then I think it's okay.
I wonder, let me Google it. Surrogacy pregnancies, like, statistics. You think it's been going up? Because technology and whatnot probably has made it easier, right? I don't know how times have changed since, you know, was surrogacy a big thing, like, in the 90s? Maybe? Because it's done by in vitro, right? Isn't that how surrogacy works? If I'm not mistaken. Not my bad. Like you have
to pay somebody, right? Carry your child, but it's still your child. It's just that it's in another person's womb.
Yeah, but for the guy, like his his sperm has to get in, like they use in vitro, I'm guessing, right?
Like they don't. Yeah, like they fertilize the egg in a petri dish. They fertilize the egg in a petri dish, and then they put it in the uterus. Like, and even at that point, it's not. They have like a 25% chance or something. Parang ganun yung alam ko na
statistics. So medyo mababa pa yung statistics. Like,
yeah, yeah, and it's mahal, really expensive. No? Like it's super expensive. That's why when you hear people who can afford that, it's either they're super loaded or they put in all of their life savings into it just to have a baby, which means, you know, like who are we to judge them, right? First of all, it's their money. It's
Here we go. Life. So just real quick, just for so that we are educated on this. There are two types of surrogacy, according to this website. Gestational? How do you say that?
Gestational
surrogacy is when a woman carries a pregnancy that was created with another woman's egg and the intended father or donor sperm. And then there's traditional surrogacy, which is the surrogate's egg is used to create the embryo she is carrying. A traditional surrogate is the biological mother of the baby. A traditional surrogate is the biological I think I get it. Wait. So the traditional is when the mom, like, no, but so in this case, it was gestational because Priyanka, it wasn't Priyanka who gave birth. Tama ba? I think that's what I'm understanding.
Oh, kasi you have to fertilize, you have to pay somebody.
I get it. Okay.
Pay somebody, like somebody else's uterus.
Right.
Because your uterus, you decide to just not carry it in your uterus.
Oh, you know how you said it's expensive? Like, because, you know, sometimes you have to pay the surrogate. That's called commercial surrogacy. But there is something called altruistic surrogacy. Mm-hmm. It's when a woman carries a pregnancy for no compensation beyond her medical bills and direct costs associated with the pregnancy. Wow. Can you imagine doing that? Right.
Honestly, if you ask me, if I can be a surrogate or ano bang tawag mo dun? Like if I can carry somebody else's baby.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, man.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work to put on your body physically, mentally. That's why it's also not inexpensive. You know, they pay a lot of money. Also, I think it's also best that like people create a relationship with their surrogate. The surrogate mother? Yeah. So I actually don't know a lot of people who do it here in the Philippines. And I don't know if it's like, do you have to go through an agency and stuff like that? Mm. But yeah, it is a tough job. It's a tough thing to decide as a couple, you know, as you know, you and your partner, if you want to have a surrogate child, tama ba? Surrogate, if you want to go under
child
surrogacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Pretty weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not weird, but like, it's a difficult thing to go through. Not weird. Sorry. That's not
it's a huge, it's a huge, it's a
undertaking.
Huge responsibility.
Yes. On both parties.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. Any more thoughts on that? Rika G.
No, I'm done.
All right. Well, pal, before we move on to the final TT, where we're going to talk about the proposed mandatory military service as proposed by VP candidate Sara Duterte, we got to do some
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Thank you once again to Hisense Smart ULED TVs. We were just talking about these monster movies, right? Kong.
Yes.
Yeah, Godzilla.
You want
to feel like you're there, right? Immersive. You want to feel like it's real. And Hisense TVs can do that for you. They come with some exciting top of the line features geared towards your immersive viewing experience. For example, Dolby Vision, Rika G. Hisense ULED TVs have Dolby Vision. Imagine Godzilla.
The Kraken?
The Meg, bro?
The Meg, bro? Oh, God.
in extraordinary color, contrast, and brightness to the screen. And it also comes, you know, not just visually, you need sound. Dolby Atmos. Oh, man. That's what I love about monster movies is like the fear when the characters hear them for the first time. Because Godzilla has that iconic roar, right? Yeah, so there's that. And also the full array local dimming probe, which enables a way for LED TVs to improve the contrast during dark scenes, especially when the scene's dark, like Euphoria. I watched the latest episode of Euphoria. Dude, it's so dark.
Like you're just like, where are we? Yeah, don't you have like light bulbs there? But yeah, TV has never felt so real. So to get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV, when you get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV, you get a free soundbar for every purchase. So Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide, also in Lazada and Shopee. And for more information, you guys can just follow at Hisense PH on Instagram and Hisense on Facebook, or visit Hisense.com.ph, my friend.
Yeah. I wanted to get the Godzilla roar. I'm trying to find a sound.
I know. I want to hear it in like the four corners of my room.
Go get that Hisense Smart ULED TV, and that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Wapow, as we head on to the last final TT of the day.
Yeah.
We're talking about Vice President candidate and Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte, who has said that she will push for mandatory military service for all Filipinos once they turn 18, if she is to win in the May 2022 elections for the post of vice president. Mm-hmm. So it got a lot of people talking. It gave people comparisons to, you know, South Korea has something similar. Mm-hmm. Singapore, I believe, also has a similar thing. But there are people who are also against it because, according to, if I'm not mistaken, the UN, it's not like I forgot the term that is used, but the right to not be able to choose if you do military service, it's kind of like it's not good if you're not given that choice. You know what I mean? So people are on both sides. What are your thoughts on mandatory military service? She did say that if it were to, you know, go through, there would be like, you'd get a stipend or, you know, like a training. It's not an allowance. But there'll be some money, you know, some compensation involved. And it's not the ROTC, though. It's not like she's because there used to be, I think, ROTC.
Mandatory ROTC.
Before, until there was that issue before. And then they abolished that. But what are your thoughts on mandatory military service in general? How do you feel about that?
I mean, because I do believe in the military arm of the government. I mean, and I'm just not sure, like, the reasoning behind this. I feel like I want to know more about the reason, you know, why she is planning to do this if she becomes vice president. I want to know more about it. At the same time, I also feel like there are more pressing issues to be tackled instead of this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I said, I do believe in the military arm, the armed forces. I mean, I'm just not sure. Maybe it's to like get what do you call this? Like to get more people to believe in the armed forces or to have, you know, more people support.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure. Like I said, I'm just not sure the reasoning behind this. And I do believe that there are more pressing issues, honestly. Because being the vice president, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do, right? Mm-hmm. Aside from that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the term I was trying to think of earlier was a subsidy. So you'll be given, she said, Duterte said that you'll be given a subsidy. You'll be asked to serve the country doon sa ating armed forces of the Philippines. One thing that I could maybe see it, because you know how the military is a huge part of disaster relief and whatnot.
Yep.
That could be something that
maybe
I could see the some benefit in it. I'm not for mandatory military, whatever, but I think there should be because in the UAE, here's how I compare it, because obviously we're different to the United States, which is a first world country. They have probably the strongest military in the world, right?
Yeah.
But in the States, the military was a great option for kids or high schoolers like who were about to turn 18 who didn't know what they wanted to do. So they would enlist in the military because the benefits that the military gave, there was something, I don't know if it still exists now, but when I was in college, I had a lot of classmates who just finished their service in the military and they were using something called the GI Bill, which basically the military was paying for their schooling. So they did their service. And then because they did their service, you know, in return, the government paid for their education, which I think is fantastic. Right.
Yeah. And I do know there are a bunch of benefits.
Yeah. So many
after serving.
Yeah.
If
they could honestly, something like that, I would be kind of okay with it, you know?
Okay.
I doubt we could because of, you know, the difference in maybe like our, you know, how much money the country has versus the United States, which is the most powerful country in the world. But if they could, right now, I don't really think it's a great idea because, like you said, it's not really a priority. But if she came up, like, let's say she does win vice president and she wants to do this, if it came with a good, like, plan that could show benefits, not just to have a bigger military that they could order around to do stuff, right? But to give back to, you know, the people who enlist their service, kind of to help enrich their lives, I think that would be great.
Right.
That could be something that could be.
It's also beneficial for the individual. It's also beneficial for our nation. I get it.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah, I get it. Honestly, you know what? Second year college, I was literally RPC and I was literally considering enlisting. I don't think I've ever said this.
No, I never. I didn't even know that about you.
Yeah. And I was really considering. And then I think somebody said or somebody told me that maybe it's not a good idea, especially with their age. You know, they try to get people who are a little bit younger. You might be placed in like an administrative position. Which honestly, for me, it's obviously not bad. You know, serving your country is never it's never a bad thing.
No.
It's just that. Binigyan lang ako ng perspective.
Right.
I don't even remember who told me that. But yeah. Mm. And then I didn't go through with it. Obviously, I wanted just to finish my schooling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would need like more information about
it. Yeah. Because if they can make it like that kind of beneficial, you know, for both parties, if they can make it really like that, I could see it being a great avenue for maybe the people who are not really financially out of school, they can't afford college, for example. You know, I think it would be a great incentive to join the military. And then even maybe if, like, let's say they don't use it for something like the government paying for school, if they can build careers through that. I don't know if maybe it's lack of because do you ever remember that teleserye way back? It was one of my favorites called Tayong Dalawa. You ever watch that shit?
So I don't think so. Yeah.
It was about, it had Gerald Anderson, it had Jake Cuenca and Kim Chu. And a big kind of storyline was that the two brothers, see Jake and see Gerald, they joined the military. And because of that show, I remember reading an article. I'd have to look at it. And I could just be kind of misremembering things. But if I'm not mistaken, the number of people who enlisted in the military during the height of that show, like, it went up a lot. And maybe instead of mandatory service, what they could do is, you know, maybe more, I don't know if PSAs is the right word, but make it admirable, more enticing rather, to join and serve your country. If you know what I mean, you get what I mean?
Like,
make it something more visible for people to see, like, the benefits of joining outside of teleseries, what you could get from it. Something like that. So,
pero grabe, diba? Parang recently also, like, we see a lot of people in the entertainment industry signing up for, like, military or something, diba?
Oh, I don't know. See? I haven't seen.
Yeah, oh, there's, like, a bunch, right?
Talaga.
Like yun nga si Gerald and sino pa yung isa? I totally forgot his name.
Local. Nah, no,
local, so yeah. Local.
I haven't really seen anything about that. Well, maybe, I mean, could be the step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, we want to know your thoughts about it.
Yeah. So,
we want to know.
I think that's the TTs for today. Wapow?
Wapow!
All right, friend. It's the end of the podcast. Anything that we've got, you know, we got to say, we got to plug?
Don't forget to rate us on Spotify 5 stars and follow us there as well. There's a follow button. Share the episodes with your friends, even an old one. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice, especially now that drive time is kind of coming back.
For real.
So always wash your hands, you guys, and follow us at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram.
Yeah, it means a lot to us when we get, like, new listeners. Like, sometimes we'll still get messages, tweets, like, hey, we just discovered your podcast. Like, I mean, we've been doing
that. That was such a college
now?
Girl voice, though. We just did. Like, oh my God.
But, you know, 3 years, right? We've been doing this for almost 4 years, bro, right?
We have a 3-year-old baby, dude.
Exactly, man.
That's like pooping and peeing and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So please just, you know, if someone's like, man, I don't know what to do, I'm so bored during whatever pandemic, and maybe I've watched everything, why don't you suggest the podcast to somebody new? That's it. Let's extra song then.
Bye, everyone.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.